If your pantry is full, you're not going to accept pizza from a stranger. Let me explain. There's a girl.
Sweetie, if you're gonna rant for 3 minutes about some abstract BS.
How about new?
I have two young boys, so I'm constantly reading about how I can safeguard them from being susceptible to red pill misogynistic toxic masculinity content. And in doing so, I'm reading this book, Boy Mom by Ruth Whitman.
What?
I have two young boys, so I'm constantly reading about how I can safeguard them from being susceptible to red pill misogynistic toxic masculinity content. And in doing so, I'm reading this book, Boy Mom by Ruth Whitman, and in it.
So basically, a woman's gonna teach young boys how to become men by reading them from a book that was written by another woman. By all means, continue the cringe.
When we create emotionally safe places for them to be who they are, to try as best as we can to not raise them with masculine gender norms, we are providing that safe relationship, that sense of community and connection that is the very marker of healthy success in their adult lives. When their pantries are empty, though, that's when these men become susceptible to red pill manosphere. We as parents need to do a lot of unpacking our own internalized misogynist.
Oh, shut up.
Here's the short version of what she said. If she already indoctrinates her boys with hers and other women like hers ideologies, the boys won't have enough room in their brains for toxic red pill content. Now, as far as I'm concerned, sure, indoctrinate your kids however you want. That's your prerogative as a parent, and the government has no right to interfere, whether that government is run by progressive Democrats or conservative Republicans. But sweetie, since you're so eager to put your life on TikTok, let's see what that ideology looks like.
When you say not all men, let me tell you why that's invalid.
So if it's not all men is invalid, then that means, according to you, it is all men, which means that includes your father, your husband, and your two young boys when they grow up. Great start. Please continue.
I am out at a hotel alone for my birthday. I'm 33 years old, okay? I am happily married. I have two children. And my husband was nice enough to get me a hotel stay for the night alone.
So, let me get this straight. Your husband paid for a hotel room where you can stay by yourself on your birthday, and you've put on your Sunday best and the construction grade makeup.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I think we all know where this is going and what the intent was. But by all means, continue the cringe.
So I went out and around the corner to the closest restaurant to have a drink and some food. Two men sat down next to me. Fine, okay, I sat at the bar and ordered drinks. At some point during the night, the guy sitting closest to me leans over and tries to strike up a conversation because the guy next to him has left to go to the bathroom. He asks what I do for a living. I explain I'm in social media, yada, yada, yada. Okay, a little while passes by. The friend leaves as the guy next to me has turned to me and asked to buy me a drink. No, I'm sorry, he didn't ask. He told me he bought me a drink. And the only reason I drank it was because the bartender was a fellow woman. So I knew that the drink was okay. He starts striking up a conversation with me, again asking me what I do for a living, even though we've already had this conversation.
He was drunk, and go figure, that's what happens when a happily married woman forsakes her family to go to a hotel bar by herself. She gets hit on by drunk guys.
No shit, Sherlock.
Then he asked me what I'm doing tonight. And I'm like, my mind starts going. And I'm going, do I say that, like, I'm out by myself because it's my birthday? Or do I say that I'm about to meet up with some friends because this is weird? And I end up saying, no other plans, just came here for a quick drink and an appetizer. This guy proceeds to hook his arm around the back of my neck, pull me in close, and say, oh, that's no good. You need to have something to do after this. I was shocked. Without hesitation, the bartender throws down my tab in front of me. I didn't ask for my tab yet. I open it and it's a blank piece of paper that says, are you okay? ? To which I am getting ready to respond, no, I am not. And then suddenly, this man abruptly leaves. Thank God for that bartender. Thank God for her awareness for other women.
You know, sweetie, you could have said that you're happily married and you love your husband and you could have avoided this whole situation. Or better yet, you could have spent your birthday with your family as a happily married woman. But see, I don't think you were there at that hotel bar to be happily married. From what you're saying, sounds to me like your husband gave you a free pass to hook up with other men, and he also paid for it.
Simp! Simp! Simp!
But the only guy who hit on you probably wasn't Chad enough, so you got angry, then decided to post cringe on TikTok about how it's all men. By the way, in case anybody's wondering, this is her husband.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
And yes, she's the one who posted him like this on her TikTok page. Now, sweetie, if the ideology that you want to quote-unquote stuff your young boy's pantries with consists of it's all men, and the husband must grovel at his wife's feet, among other things he lets her do in the marriage, I got news for you, sweetie. Your young boys are eventually gonna go to high school, and they're gonna want girlfriends, and they're gonna act just like your husband does, and like you taught them to act around women. And they're gonna see the high school girls that they try to get with not even acknowledge their existence and hook up with the toxic bad boys. Or if by some miracle they do get girlfriends, chances are pretty high they're gonna get dumped for the toxic bad boys. Case in point.
Well, the breaking point was recently, a few months ago, my girlfriend of 6 years left me, and the man that she left me for was a toxic male. He was the type of male that I thought we were fighting against. But for some reason, she's gone with him and threw me to the side.
And you greet this as revelation.
And at some point, after getting rejected so many times, it becomes laughable, they're gonna quote-unquote empty their pantries and look for solutions. Because, sweetie, the truth is, Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, the Whatever Podcast, Kevin Samuels, and no amount of male red pill podcasts will ever red pill a man as much as women will. That's the real red pill content, and it's all over TikTok. All over TikTok. So the person who ultimately red pills your boys will most likely be you.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.